Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and we're in chapter 5 and looking at the first few verses. Jesus is on the mountainside, he sits down, his disciples come to him, and it says in verse 2, he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And he goes on in the first few verses with these beatitudes. Are these teachings, are they standards? And if so, are the standards attainable or are they unrealistic? Someone said they're meant to really, well, humble us because we cannot keep up with these standards if they are standards. What did someone say? These beatitudes crush me to the ground. In other words, they're a picture of Mount Everest that I cannot climb. Perhaps we should view it like this. That they are, these teachings are here to help us to understand and remember that we are not meant to control our Christianity. Our Christianity is meant to control us. In other words, they're about the right attitude. Certainly, these teachings are not possible to practice in perfection. We need grace. It is not simply a matter of obeying these teachings, but having a mind and a heart transformed such that the actions grow out of what is inside. These Beatitudes are not a new law, as in keep these perfectly and that is the way you will be saved. The first Beatitude reveals this to be false anyway. Be poor in spirit. Only in spiritual poverty are we in a place to receive grace. We need to know, we need to feel we need that grace. Poverty means that we bring nothing of value to the table. We arrive empty, and then we are filled by God. It is true that in reading the Sermon on the Mount, we become more aware of our powerlessness to obey it. But this drives us not to despair and not to law, but it drives us to Jesus Christ, the one who brings us the grace and provides the grace that we need. And so these Beatitudes humble us, but they also refresh us because they take us back to the right place, or rather, the right person. And we'll go on to look a bit more at some other themes in the Beatitudes. Until then, the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.